Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I see some familiar faces in the audience here, and I also see some new faces, so I'd like to introduce myself. My name is George Clinton. You may recall that I am the mayor of Buffalo, New York, but you probably know my father, DeWitt Clinton, of course, and that's why we're here, the reason we're here. Of course, my dad, DeWitt Clinton, was the primary political force behind the creation of the Erie Canal. And that's why we're here today. We are celebrating the 200th anniversary of the opening of the Erie Canal. In just a moment, I'm going to introduce some very important people who are going to tell you how we're celebrating. I'd like to take just a few moments to tell you why we're celebrating. So friends, the Erie Canal, let's go back in time, the early 1800s. America's a burgeoning country, but it's kind of a tale of two countries. We got a lot of people on the eastern seaboard. We got a lot of stuff out in the Midwest, and the Appalachian Mountains are separating us. How do we get the people to the stuff? An ambitious plan is hatched, primarily efforted by my dad, DeWitt Clinton. And friends, we want to have a man-made river that's going to join Lake Erie to New York City and the ocean. Get the people to the stuff. Get the people to the opportunity. But of course, it was a daunting task, and not everybody was on board. My dad had a lot of detractors. People thought the idea was ludicrous. They called it Clinton's Ditch. They called it Clinton's folly. There's no way that this could ever come to fruition. As a matter of fact, some very smart people, Thomas Jefferson, when we went to the federal government, we said, hey, we're New York State. We want to create the Erie Canal. Thomas Jefferson said, it's a great idea, a little bit before its time. You'll never get it done, so we're not interested in financing it. But just like New York today, we rolled up our sleeves and we got it done. We financed it ourselves. And friends, round about 1817, we started building the Erie Canal. Friends, just think for one moment here. 363 miles long, 40 feet wide, 4 feet deep. Friends, not one machine was used to dig the Erie Canal. Not one machine. Just shovels and picks and a lot of hard work. And we're used to that here in New York State. We had a lot of locals, a lot of farmers, and then eventually Irish immigrants who helped complete the job. By the way, this Erie Canal, which would join the interior seas, the Great Lakes with Albany, and of course, the Hudson River in New York City, it was an amazing thing, and it fundamentally changed not only Buffalo, not only New York State, but also the nation. Let me try to prove it to you. Friends, consider America is growing. It's a burgeoning country. We've got new states coming on board, and it's fragile because some states will vote to be slave and some will vote to be free. Well, a lot of the people that are coming up the Erie Canal, which opens in 1825, a lot of those people are from Europe. They're farmers. They are going to, of course, be abolitionists. So the Erie Canal fundamentally impacts a very important issue that is facing our nation. But here in Buffalo in New York State, at first the canal was transporting immigrants. But then secondly, it became a commercial corridor. And friends, I'll make a bold statement. Erie Canal, America's first superhighway. Let me prove it to you. Friends, when the Erie Canal opens up, it would take 6 weeks and about $100 to get a ton of grain from Buffalo to Albany. After the Erie Canal, 6 days, $10. Friends, Buffalo becomes the sixth busiest port in the world. To give context, friends, The sixth busiest airport in the world is LAX. Just think of the energy that Buffalo had in those days. And one more thing, I'll put a fine point on it. Buffalo, in 1825, when the Erie Canal opens, we have 5,000 people. Let's fast forward to the turn of the century, 375,000 people. And I believe it's all because of the Erie Canal. I believe it's all because of my father's legacy. So friends, in just a moment, we'll be bringing up some other folks to tell you a little bit about how we're celebrating. But I'd like to end not by looking backwards, but by looking forward, because the Erie Canal, friends, is a wonderful metaphor for our lovely state. Again, it started out as one thing and became something else. It started out transporting immigrants. Then it became this economic highway. And now, friends, it's something else. It's a cultural, and it is a tourism type of thing. But friends, in a larger sense, that's New York State. We're not what we were 200 years ago. I'd like to say that we are different, and God willing, we're something better. So friends, I would like to turn it over now to Mark Wendell. He's the president of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. Mark?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Joel, or say Mayor Clinton, for that wonderful introduction and a brief discussion of history of the Erie Canal. By the way, the mayor is helping to plan this exciting canal side challenge here this summer. The challenge consists of two scavenger hunts for grown-ups on June 25th and August 27th that will have participants searching for clues before heading to explore more for an after party and toast to their trivia wins, so make sure you get your tickets. There will also be multiple kid scavenger hunts this summer, so we'll have lots to do for the family. But no one needs to hunt for things to do in Buffalo this summer. And that's why we're here today. For more than a year now, ECHCC has been planning to commemorate the Erie Canal Bicentennial. Now with summer right around the corner, we're ready to reveal the calendar at ErieCanalTurns200.com. That's Erie Canal Turns, all one word, then the number 200.com, so that you can start planning your vacation. Many visitors attending the bicentennial events this summer will likely recognize the name Erie Canal, but few know about its impact and deep-rooted history here in the Queen City. To bring this story to life for a broad, diverse audience, New York State and ECHDC are planning inclusive programs designed to engage people of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds. Canalside will host hundreds of programs, daily activities, and special events from Memorial Day through the fall to commemorate this remarkable 200-year story. The packed calendar of events on ErieCanalTurns200.com offers a comprehensive events guide to everything that's happening. These events include options for kids and family, music and theater lovers, history buffs, and more. I can't possibly mention them all, but here are a few highlights. Visits by several permanent residents of Forest Lawn Cemetery to their old stomping grounds to see what has changed along the Erie Canal in their past two centuries. A multi-day celebration with International Institute of Buffalo of the city's rich immigrant and refugee history. A traveling museum presented by Arts for Learning to bring the Erie Canal to life and directly into the hands of young learners. Speakers and movie series at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, and musical performances by Yellowjack and Dave Ruck. Lastly, my friend Mark Moscato here, founder of Buffalo Bike Tours, will have us pedaling through 200 years of Erie Canal history with a low-cost, family-friendly summer bike tour series throughout the bicentennial celebration. We're so excited to have you step back in time with us this summer. Mark, I want to turn it over to you for a few words and what people might expect on these great tours.
Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. So excited and thrilled to be a part of all the programming going on here, celebrating 200 years of the Erie Canal. For the last 7 years, I've been doing one of my favorite things here in the summer, which is, of course, running Buffalo bike tours. We offer bike rentals and bike tours, guided experiences of Buffalo and the Erie Canal. Every summer, May through October. And this summer, we're really excited to roll out a series of To the Community bike rides, celebrating stories which are often left untold. Stories like the Haudenosaunee, who owned these lands before there was an Erie Canal, or the story of immigrants who dug the canal and many of the hardships they had to endure. The story of Black Americans who found freedoms along these waterways. The story of women, artists, and everyday people who gave this place its soul. Buffalo is part of a larger microcosm of an American story, one founded on grit and ambition. And the economies of upstate and western New York flourished, they boomed, they busted, and the people they endured. We're going to be celebrating these stories through story, through song, through humor, and a ton of fun on our bike rides. And we invite you to be, of course, a part of them. Whether you're a first-time visitor or you lived here your whole life, you're going to find value and a new perspective. And being a part of these bike rides in Buffalo's place in American and our working class history here in Western New York. So I invite you to go check out our website, ErieCanalTurns200.com. Follow us on social media, all that good jazz. And if you've ever been on Buffalo bike tours, you know we always have song, which I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I'm hoping that you know, other people here, Mark and perhaps the governor, can help me out with a little song that you may know about the Erie Canal.
A gal and her name is Sal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. She's a good worker, good old pal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. Hauled some barges in our day, filled with coal, lumber, and hay. We know every inch of the way. Albany, it's a Buffalo.
Thanks, everyone, for being a part. Please come back, and we hope to see you this summer.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.